This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, hope. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. All of us know that life is about success and failure. No one can have a life where there is always success. In the course of our life, every human goes through difficulties. And when we face difficulties in our life, they either lead to success or failure. And both of them have implications and psychological effects on us. One of the results when people face failure is they lose their hope in the life. They lose their hope in their cause. And in the long run, it will lead to more disparity and it will lead to the failure. So whenever you fall, you should stand up and you should not give up hope. And in Islamic thinking, there is an emphasis and there is a Quranic guidance that says that don't never ever lose your hope, because the source of hope is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you know that this universe is being governed and being managed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the most merciful and the most wise being, if you believe that this universe is not just the haphazard dark matter reacting with one another, and if you believe that there is a purpose behind the life, if you believe that we have a goal in our life, don't lose your hope and always have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La tayasu. Welcome back. We were talking about the hope and its importance in our life. And as we told, that the life has up and downs. There are problems and difficulties and miseries in life, and we cannot avoid them. But what to do? How we cope with them, with hope? And what should be the source of the hope? Because there are problems in the life. There is always challenging and hurdles in life, and they lead to the hopelessness and despair. So what to do to not to lose our hope in the life and in our goals? And the source for it is to look towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and look towards the things which we have in our life. We should always take in our mind that life is not just about consecutive success, because sometime by failure you learn something, because sometime in your life you find that failure and having a hardship teaches you something you cannot learn from success. So whenever you are in a harsh condition, or whenever you are feeling problems, and whenever the hopelessness and despair comes towards you, look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and don't forget that He will not let you down. Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, and seek help from Him, and think that there should be a purpose and there is a reason that you are facing that problem, and it will eventually be good for you. If you not put yourself in the condition, if you don't put yourself and force yourself to despair and hopelessness, the hope will make you rise and make you stand once again. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and you to have hope and deal with hope in every situation. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. To find out more about this program, log on to our website parstoday.com/EN. Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.